Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. A House committee endorsed a proposal to ban bets on Iowa college teams as far as the current sports betting bill that's going on right now in this session. What did you think of this decision, and where is the bill headed now?
Yeah, so it came through state government and it passed with those Tier 2 bets intact. And then it went over to Ways and Means Committee because it will have tax implications. It got kind of hung up there, and there are a lot of representatives nervous about the Tier 2 bets, which would be like betting on an Iowa player scoring a certain amount of points in a game. And there are a lot of people worried about, you know, are they subject to, you know, throwing a game or throwing a free throw or missing that, you know, and, you know, these college kids aren't making money yet. They're not professional. You know, would they be able to be lured away into, you know, affecting the betting? And the way I see it is the Iowa Racing and Gaming has kind of overseen this type of stuff for many years. I was putting my trust in them to police it and police it properly. They have algorithms in place that pick up on nefarious betting, things like that that could happen, like, you know, if all of a sudden a kid that was making all his free throws, you know, missed them, and there were a crazy amount of bets on that, that would be a huge red flag and would be immediately investigated. So I was kind of putting my trust in that, but it was hard for others to do that. And in order to keep this bill moving, they kind of worked out an amendment that would make that Tier 2 bets or those types of Tier 2 bets not legal in Iowa, so on our Iowa sports teams.
So right now, as the bill stands, it would not include Iowa college teams as far as being able to bet.
Like, yep. Well, you can, the way I understand it, you can bet on if Iowa would beat Iowa State or not. But you can't bet on whether that a certain player could, you know, score a certain amount of points or not.
And a bill passed the House and Senate this week that aims to expand free speech rights on college campuses. Sure. What do you think was the reasoning or the impetus for this bill?
So the way I understand it, if the Democrats started a Democrat group on campus, I, as a Republican, could go and be a part of that group and be a part of their board. And what this bill would do would change that so that Democrats could start their group and they could make it so only Democrats could be a part of that group and those that think with that those ideals. Or if a Jewish group wanted to start, you know, a college group, they could start their Jewish group and they could say, you know, we only want to allow in those who are of the Jewish faith. See, as it stands, they're forced to allow everyone in. And so we wanted them to have the freedom to allow who they wanted in their group. Mm-hmm. And that was the impetus of the bill. And there's also protects freedom of speech across the campus, not just in designated areas, protects counter-protests across the campus as well. We just thought groups should have the freedom to form their groups in their own identity and how they wanted it to be ran and not have this overreaching university, you know, reaching into their groups and telling them exactly who had to be in it and who had to be on it.
And with that, if there was like a religious group and someone who also, you know, practices that religion, but maybe, let's say maybe it's a Methodist group and that person is gay, would that then force restriction upon that person, you know, to be in that group?
It very well could. That's exactly right. But that doesn't have to. It's not like they have to kick that person out. But let's say they did kick that person out. That person is free to start the gay Methodist group that they want to start. Or they're also free to protest that group and put pressure on them publicly. So I think it opens up freedom, and I understand there are instances where someone may get kicked out of the group, but that should be that group's right to kick them out of that group. But it's also that person's right that just got kicked out to start their own group or protest that group. Those are all parts of our First Amendment and freedom of speech.
And Governor Reynolds signed Senate File 519 into law, what some call the gag bill. How do you think this now law could affect transparency in terms of work, health and safety conditions, and treatment of animals at, you know, the different facilities that this law dictates for?
So, you know, I'm for transparency. I'm for reporting nefarious practices. But there's also bioterrorists, and there's protection for. We're an ag state. Our ag producers need some form of protection, so somebody can't just weasel their way in and, you know, cut and make video to make something look a lot worse than it is. What this does is makes it so they're not gaining employment with nefarious purposes, and it protects them from that. So if I work for an ag company and I see abuses going on, I've worked for that company and I'm not a journalist, or I can film, I can report, I can show damages or whatever's being done that's wrong. That doesn't affect that at all. So it's not like they're completely closed off and no one can ever report any negative things going on in that company. It just, what it does is protects from bioterrorism and people just that are coming in with a slanted view and aiming to take down a company.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.